Every state across the country has a small 6 by 12 inch aluminum token that speeds along the highways and sits just beside the tailpipe. These signs may depict your state's most iconic feature or boast a phrase that says, "This is ours and no one else's." In Minnesota, you have 10,000 lakes, and in scenic Idaho, some very famous potatoes. License plates have become more than motor vehicle registrations, and they represent something your state is profoundly proud of. Here in North Carolina, the majority of our vehicles have an illustration of one of the most important snapshots in aviation history. With American beach grass blowing in the wind, a sketch of the Wright brothers' fateful first flight on December 17, 1903, is the centerpiece to our North Carolina license plate. Orville and Wilbur Wright changed the course of history by flying the first powered airplane in Kitty Hawk, less than a mile from the North Carolina coast. And now, 120 years later, using the same aviation principles, a class of juniors and seniors at First Flight High School in Dare County are building a modern plane within eyesight of the Wright brothers' runway, with the hopes to eventually fly it.
I like to joke that if I was driving to school every day to teach these kids how to fly, it would be a piece of cake.
This is the class's instructor, Joey Tinch, a retired rear admiral who served in the United States Navy for 33 years.
But I'm a Navy admiral transitioning to airframe or building an airplane with them. So I study at night and prep in the day and get here to help build. So I really am thankful for Dare County Schools for letting me have this job. I grew up in northeastern North Carolina in Chowan County. We were farmers. I joined the military and we were gone for 33 years. And to come back home and to be able to help and motivate 22 high school kids here in northeastern North Carolina is tremendous for me.
And motivate he does. This is Seth Yackel, a junior at First Flight High School. He was astonished with aviation and aerospace and saw this class as a good opportunity to explore the topics with his instructor.
Oh, Admiral Tinch, he's an inspiration, really. Like, born and raised in northeastern North Carolina. I grew up on a watermelon farm is what he tells us, and how he didn't really have much, and just his whole story about him becoming a Navy admiral, it's really inspiring, and it just proves that we can really do whatever we want to accomplish if we apply ourselves, and this class is a really good opportunity to learn and grow.
Luke Rubino, a senior, joined the class because he's ready to grow too. He likes creating things, but has never been exposed to this type of skill building.
I saw it on the class options. I thought it was really interesting because I like new experiences, and this is the first ever class. And it's kind of cool that we're building the airplane where the Wright brothers first built theirs. It's cool to see our progression since we're doing hands-on, and it's all hands-on work too. So it feels like real life and not school.
Dr. Shannon Castillo is the Director of Career and Technical Education and Administrative Services for Dare County Schools. The district's assistant superintendent over the summer asked if anyone had ever heard of a program where kids in high school build an airplane and then fly it. She quickly found a curriculum that would help give the idea wings. It is called Tango Flight, and it is an aviation-focused curriculum that exposes students to the disciplines of aerospace, electrical, mechanical, manufacturing, and design engineering. And while getting that exposure, it provides students with the tools and mentors to build a two-seat airplane. Mentors are a huge piece of the puzzle, and when we visited the aviation lab, there were three joining class that day. Here is Admiral Tinch again.
And I have, right now, five local mentors from the community who help, and they're just tremendous. I have two gentlemen who are in the Remote Control Flyers Club here on the Outer Banks. One's a retired contractor, the other one's a PhD engineer. I have a descendant of the family who met the Wright brothers when they arrived on the Outer Banks. I have another retired Navy pilot like myself, and we just got a new mentor in who's built three kit planes in his past, and he's just bringing tremendous kind of technique on the construction techniques.
Inside the aviation lab, we meet one of those mentors, Jim Davis. He was a residential building contractor who had his own business and built for 45 years on the Outer Banks.
Yeah, I'm a mentor. I'm just an aviation enthusiast, and I fly radio control airplanes and love aviation all the way around. And I recently retired, and I got a call from the school asking me if I wanted to be a mentor. So perfect after retirement, I said yes, and here I am. So this is a nice change from building houses to building airplanes. I love it.
The Aviation Lab, which sits on the Wright Brothers National Memorial Campus, is noisy with work and tools. The school district reached out to partner with the Park Service once they found Tango Flight's curriculum, and it's been a solid collaboration from the beginning. Here is Admiral Tench again, speaking to the partnership with the Wright Brothers National Memorial.
National Park Service, who's just a tremendous partner to work with. They built themselves this lab that we're working in and provide us these spaces. And the good grace for me bringing 22 teenagers over here every other day to work, they're tremendous partners, what they've done. It's so perfect. It's so hand in glove that we're building this airplane, what we consider the first airplane built in Kitty Hawk since the Wright Brothers, here on the site.
From an outsider's perspective, it looks like this aviation program got off the ground because of these strong and plentiful partnerships. There is the collaboration between the school district, Tango Flight, and the Wright Brothers National Memorial. And within the aviation lab, along with constructing an airplane, relationships are building between an admiral turned instructor, local mentors, and 22 students. We hope this class continues to soar and look forward to returning for takeoff. This was a production of Education NC. Our organization was established to be an independent source of news, providing data and analysis about education for the people of North Carolina. In short, we tell the stories happening in our state's classrooms and involving our state's students. You can find all of our coverage at ednc.org.